Good morning. Today is our final day of learning the topic of the heter or the isser of eating and drinking in a shul and a beis medrash. Before introducing our question, I'll just recap from yesterday because we're actually going to build on it. Yesterday we saw the opinion of the Be'er Halacha was not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was of the view that eating and drinking is only permitted in shuls and bate medrash in chutz la'aretz because there's a tanai, or you have to make an explicit tanai in chutz la'aretz, that you are going to be eating and drinking in a shul. It has to be made when they are building the shul, or other opinions are of the view you don't need an explicit tanai. There's an implicit tanai whenever a shul or base medrash is built in chutz la'aretz that it's permitted to eat and drink there. But the Shulchan Aruch paskin that only applies to chutz la'aretz. It does not apply to Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, the Be'er Halacha was of the view that the tanai, as long as you make an explicit condition when building a shul or base medrash, even in Eretz Yisrael, that indeed you can be lenient as well. But the condition is you have that condition. It has to be that you made that tanai when building the shul or base medrash, but based on that, it would be permitted to eat and drink inside the shul. And in fact, we said that the Shevet Alevi and Shuvas Van Hagos and the Chazonish and the Stipler all paskin like that Be'er Halacha. But the next question and the next step is as follows. What if there wasn't a tanai made when the shul was built or the Beis HaMedrash was built in Eretz Yisrael, or they don't know if there was a tanai made or not? Is there a basis to be lenient? So based on that Be'er Halacha, there is no basis to be lenient. Based on the Be'er Halacha, he said, if you had an explicit condition, an explicit tanai that was made, then you can eat and drink in the shul, even in Eretz Yisrael. But without that tanai, the explicit tanai that's made, you cannot eat and drink in that shul. On the other hand, there are poskim, but it is a minority view. The majority of poskim are machmir on this, only if you have that explicit tanai. But indeed, there is a minority view that even if you don't have an explicit tanai, even in Eretz Yisrael, there is an implicit tanai. There's an implicit understanding that it's permitted to eat and drink in a shul and beis medrash. So in fact, in the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, his view was that Batei Knesiot in Eretz Yisrael, shuls and beis in Eretz Yisrael, you can be lenient. He says it's preferable to be machmir, but indeed, me'ikar adin, you can be lenient. So in the footnote there, it explains as follows that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach was of the view that not even Suda's mitzvah, we're talking about having a suuda that's a volitional thing, eating and drinking, not like a sheva brachas or having a siyum or something, but much less than that, because it is normal for people to eat in a shul, because it is known that people typically eat and drink in a shul in a beis medrash, it is as if there is a tanai built in that it is permitted. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he himself says that when it comes to making a kiddush, or when somebody has a special aliyah, bar mitzvah boy, for example, he was of the view, ideally, don't have it in shul, but there were times that even he himself would eat in the shul. There were times, various reasons, that he himself was lenient and he relied on this heter, even if there was not an explicit condition when the shul or beis medrash was built, but he was of the view that it is implicitly understood when we have a shul or beis medrash, people indeed will be eating and drinking. Now, one thing he was makbid about, he was of the view that move it to the west side of the shul, ideally under the women's section. There is going to be a less kedusha there. It's based on a beis Yosef that when people used to sleep in shul, Yom Kippur night, they would sleep on the western side of the shul where there is less kedusha, not on the eastern side of the shul. But nonetheless, we see that the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is to be lenient in this, even if there was not an explicit condition. So it comes out as follows, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is even more lenient than the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha was lenient when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, as long as the shul or beis medrash made an explicit condition when building that shul or the beis medrash, that it would be permitted to eat and drink. In the absence of that explicit condition, it was prohibited. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach said that even if there's no explicit condition, there is an implicit condition. It's built in. It's understood. People eat and drink in shuls and batei medrash. It would indeed be permitted to eat and drink in shuls and Eretz Yisrael, even if no condition was made. Nonetheless, he was of the view that it is preferable to be machmir on this. But mi'ikar din, indeed, one could be lenient on this. Have a wonderful day.